Gorgeous Mama is a podcast for mamas by a mama who knows the real struggle of postpartum depression, who's ready to get on top and show you what it means to become a mom boss. And I'm ready to take this crazy journey with you if you're ready to do it with me, this one called motherhood. You are listening to Hello Gorgeous Mama. I'm your host, Britt Contreras, mompreneur, blogger, writer, founder, and now amateur podcaster. Let's get started and let's get this rolling.
Okay, so I am so excited today because you know what? I just didn't really plan to do a podcast right now. I usually do an introduction to what this episode is going to be about, but I am just going to dive right in. Currently, my toddler is with my husband and went to Disneyland getting out of the house. And so I'm with Savannah and we were just chilling on the couch. And instead of doing something normal that I would do when my toddler's out of the house, I decided to go on YouTube because I uploaded the YouTube onto our TV through the PlayStation that my husband has. So I went in there, typed in inspirational videos, and as you know, there are endless videos and millions out there that you can watch, a lot of them 5 minutes, a couple of them even shorter, and then there's ones that are really lengthy that are worth watching from start to finish, 30 minutes, an hour, whatever. So I came across two videos actually that were just so impactful to me. One was by Denzel Washington, and my husband is the number one fan of him, so he would love that I'm getting inspiration from him. He's doing a graduation speech. Actually, I posted a couple of clips on my Snapchat, and he talks about failure and how he went into an audition for a play and he just kept failing and failing, just kept going next audition, next audition, next audition. And, you know, it wasn't until that recent speech that he did that he actually got to do a play that he always wanted to do a play. And it meant so much to him too, because he did it at the same theater that he auditioned for several times back when he was in his younger days doing it and failed. So he said that he doesn't understand why people are always saying have a backup plan. What does that mean? Why have a backup plan? I don't want to fall back. I want to fall forward. So that's something to stick with. And then I started thinking, and this is where I'm connecting it to mom life and where I'm at in my current season, because I go up and down like a freaking roller coaster. It's not even funny. Like I have days where I literally wake up and I'm already in a rut. I already began my day thinking that this is going to be a bad day. This is going to be horrible. I'm not going to be able to get through this day. And then turn to last night when I'm up till 3 o'clock in the morning. Usually I would be frustrated trying to put my toddler to bed because she just kept fighting it and fighting and fighting. And I wasn't. Why? Because I started reading books to her. I started this, and I'm going back and forth, just stay with me for a moment. But I started reading these books to her because I read that if you get a toddler in bed who has been fighting their sleep forever and you're trying to sleep train without the cry out method, you can simply go and put them in their bed, give them 10 minutes, tell them that you'll be back in 10 minutes to sit kind of quietly, read their book in bed, and you'll read another one to them and come back. You keep doing that and keep doing that until they fall asleep. The last book I read was The Bible Stories for Kids, and it had a bunch of lessons in there, and it made me feel really good to share this with my daughter because faith is a big part of who I am, and maybe that's not for everybody. Maybe you have different religions, different tastes, different beliefs. But when you believe in something, it empowers you to do better. It empowers you to think differently. And after all of this that we're talking about has to do with mindset. Because if you go back to my toddler, no matter how many times a day I tell her not to touch that, not to do this, don't do that, don't do this, No, 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 no. A toddler just keeps doing it and doing it and doing it because, one, they're curious. Two, they want to know how things work, which plays into their curiosity. And they don't really understand what being told no means. They don't really understand why you're saying no, or don't do that, or don't do this. They just know it's fun. They just know that this got them a little bit excitement, and they want to keep doing that exciting thing, and they want to keep, and there are limits and there are boundaries that we have to teach our toddlers. But when kids are growing up, they grow up with the mindset that they can't have any limitations. Can't is even in their vocabulary. Don't is not in their vocabulary. No is not in their vocabulary until you completely show them, or I'm sorry, backtrack. I want to say repeatedly say that to them, then they are going to continue to say those words. But if you're not saying those words constantly and putting positive things in their mind, they're never going to learn those words, and they're going to stick with what they were born to do, and that's to experiment, to learn different things, and to see how, by trial and error, what works for them and what doesn't. But initially, they don't know what failure is. They don't know that if they keep trying, that that's something that in an adult's mind is failure. They think that they can keep doing it and doing it, doing it, doing it until they get it right. So I leave that with you because as adults, as we grow up, we start to put limitations on ourselves. We start to think that we can't do something. We start to think that we have no more goals. We start to put limitations on ourselves. We start to put ourselves in this box that we can't get out of, and we have to stay and color inside the lines. But my toddler doesn't care about coloring inside the lines. Why? Because it's fun, it's something new, and she wants to experiment with different things. So we learn by, there's different ways we learn, obviously. There's nurture versus nature and all these different concepts as we're learning to be parents and how to teach our kids one way or another, what's right, what's wrong, etc. But the thing, and I'm not saying do not teach your kids what right is and what wrong is, and that if they touch the outlet that they can get hurt or they can get ouchy. You can do that. But I am trying to work on different types of wording because it's okay to say no to my child, but I also want them to know that there are ways to do things and to try again. There are certain things that cannot be done only because it's a safety issue or they're going to get hurt. Those things, yes. But if they want to try different things in their lives, and whether that be karate or, I don't know, like ballet or just gymnastics or run a 5K or whatever, you have to work hard to get there. But does not mean that you cannot do it. The moment we carve in our mind that we can't do something, we already set ourselves up for the fact that we won't be able to do it because you already said you can't do it. So you already put it in your mind that you won't be able to do it. So I don't know, like, and I've heard all these different types of motivational videos, and I feel like when I wake up in the morning and have those breaths, now I can try to think of these things, because when I'm already starting the day saying that it's going to be a bad day, well, of course it's going to be a bad day because I already put it out there that it's going to be a bad day. So if I turn that around and say, you know what, okay, maybe I woke up a little late today. Maybe I don't feel so, you know, on top of the world today. But, oh well, it's okay. I still have, you know, 13, 14 hours in the day. I can spend it thinking like this all day long that it's going to be a bad day, or I can change my mindset and think about how it's going to be a good day. How am I going to make it right? How am I going to make sure that Gianna and Savannah have the best day of their lives? Because if I'm going to have a bad day, I might as well say that they're going to have a bad day too. Because my energy is going to translate to them that mom's in a bad mood, and therefore, how are they supposed to stay in a good mood if the people around you are always in a bad mood? And I'm saying be happy 100% of the time. That doesn't exist. That's equivalent to perfect, which also doesn't exist. But what I am saying is that in order to be a great mom and to be on top, you have to look at your goals. You have to look at your objectives and stop putting limitations on yourself and boundaries. And start seeing what you want your kids to do and what your kids to accomplish, that you should want the same things for yourself. So in this 10-minute power hour, we're just going to say that we form the way our day is going to go. Our habits, our routines, those also form the way our life is going to go. We can switch up routines. We can switch up habits. We should make it a habit to think positively, to think, how can it be a better day? How can I make this a wonderful week? How can I do one thing that changes tomorrow? Better at giving advice, and I've always been better at giving advice than I have actually taking my advice. And I don't know about you, but that's usually many of us out there. Because usually the reason we don't do what we set out to do, or what we say we're going to do, or tell other people that they should do, is because of fear. We have fear that we're going to fail. We have fear that if I do this, then what will people think of me? What will my family say? What if I embarrass myself? What if? What if you do? What if people have something to say? Then what? People have something to say all your life. People are going to say everything and anything about anything you do. So if you start thinking about everything else and everything outside of your goals and your dreams for you and your family, then again, you are setting yourself up for what you won't be able to do, because you're already telling yourself that you can't do it, you shouldn't do it. You know, growing up, my dad always told me, shoulda, coulda, woulda. It means basically you had the chance, you didn't take it, and now what? You can't go back in time. You can only go forward. So it makes sense if Denzel Washington is saying, why would we want to fall back? If we can't go back in time, why do we need a fallback plan? We don't need a backup plan. We need a proactive plan. It's better to be proactive than reactive. And my dad, if he was listening to this podcast, he'd be, I think, happy on these little notes to know that I've been listening my whole life, because those lessons I have learned from my dad. And he also taught me like attracts like. And his biggest saying was, there's a method to my madness. Now, that one didn't always sit well with me as a kid, because I always felt like I wanted to know why. Why do I have to do this? Why can't I go out? Why can't I be with my friends? Why do I have to do it this way? I was always the why kid, maybe not out loud, but in my head, I was always thinking, why? And that's how a toddler's mind works as well. Like, kids grow up wanting to know why. And while you don't have to give an explanation for everything you say, everything you do, or the lessons you're trying to teach them, I do think that it's important that kids understand why. Because it's natural to want to know how things work. It's natural to want to know what is the reason that I'm being told that I can't touch this or I can't climb on this. There are reasons. So give those reasons when you can. And other things kids have to learn on their own. But it starts at the home. So if it starts at the home, then I think it's important to let our kids know and let them understand that really the only person that's holding them back from doing things is themselves. And this is a concept that you'll probably have to teach throughout as they get older. They might not understand this when they're little, but my mom always told me, and my dad also did, that you can do anything you set your mind to. They didn't always say the exact cliche, you can do anything. Because I can do anything that I set my mind to implies that if my mindset is right, if I can think that I will do this and put the action and put the work into it, then it can be done. To say just I can do anything, well, that's a lot of things, and a lot of things can get you hurt. So it's not, I don't think, something that I want my kids to know that they can do anything they want, because there are rules, there are boundaries, there are limitations as far as safety. But, a huge but, when you put limitations and boundaries as far as who they can become as a person, as their character, and who they are inside, true to their heart, that's when we start to set them up for what they'll think of themselves as adults. Now, it's not just the parents. There are so many different caretakers and different people that come in and out of your kids' lives that play a role in that too. However, it's important to always make sure, I think, that kids understand that it's really up to them who they become and who they want to be when they go, not just grow up, I want to say, but throughout their lives. I want to raise girls that are kind, that have empathy, compassion, that are not afraid to fall and get back up, that are not afraid to get dirty, that are not too afraid to take chances and see where it goes, that are not afraid to make new friends, to learn different cultures, different religions, to learn about our world and see how beautiful it can be and what our God created. That's what I want to raise my girls to be. And I will probably fall so many times as a parent, and I will sometimes lose my temper. I will sometimes have to take a 5-minute break. I will sometimes probably have to lock myself in the bathroom just to have a moment to myself. But I will get back up. I will go forward and keep doing what I know that I want to be as the best mom. That's my number one aspiration in life. But I also know that outside of being a mom, there's so much more that I want to teach my girls that they can keep going no matter what life throws at them. whether that be having a family or hardships or traumas in their life that I hope they never have to go through, or death in the family, depression, anxiety, things that I hope they'll never ever go through, but they may go through. I still want them to know that they can always overcome it. They can always move forward, and they can always, always tear down those walls and those boundaries and just go full throttle with their goal and their mission in life. Because really, many people say it, dreams are great. They are. But that's all they are until you actually make them come true. Hey, this is Britt here, and I just want to say thank you for just listening to my podcast right now, for to stop setting boundaries on yourself. I hope to bring more inspiring podcasts like this to you more often and to get on some kind of routine track. That was a very spontaneous one, which I will do every now and then. I also have the 25 things one that I do, which is exactly that, 25 things of something that I feel inspired to talk about that week. But I also have a new thing coming, and I'm going to be starting to interview some guests that are also mompreneurs that are doing things that are helping to better our motherhood community and to strengthen ourselves as moms and as women, most importantly. So I wanted to share that next time I talk to you, well, actually, there will be a couple before them, but I'll keep you updated. I'm going to be interviewing the mom named Amanda, and she created the book called Perfect As You Are. It's a children's book about inclusion and loving others as they are. So stay tuned. Talk to you soon. Gotta go. Savannah's calling.